Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm continuing my conversation with Perry Parks and Recreation Director John Anderson and Deputy Director Becky Holling. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Now, that's a lot of talk about the rec side of the Parks and Rec, so let's talk a little bit more now about the park side. So as we talked last time when I had you in here, John, about the tree transplanting, and it sounds like you had a great deal of success with that this year.
Yeah, so we finally finished moving trees for the year. Probably late November, we kind of put a stamp on it and called it quits. We ended up moving about 120 trees out of our nursery and into our park system, and we spread them all out. We had a ton down at the soccer complex, to the dog park, throughout Pattee Park. We put trees in Weiss Park and in Perkins. We really kind of hit as many areas as we possibly could with the type of species of trees that we had available to us in our nursery. So the actual process of transplanting was a major success. You know, we're not arborists by any means. We're not experts, but we had a bit of an idea, a fairly decently educated idea and a plan to build a tree nursery. And then a few years later, you know, move those trees into our parks. And we were fortunate enough to get a tree spade through our budget cycle. So thank you, City Council, for the support. And then we were actually able to utilize it and put it to use. So to see that idea go from just that to a successful program is really a great thing for us. I mean, we're really excited about it. I suppose not your typical citizen would get all excited about moving trees and planting trees, but we sure do. It's what we do. Yeah, so we're hoping to fill in. So we removed 150 trees or 120 trees out of our nursery. We're hoping to backfill those rows of trees back in the spring. We did not anticipate having to move 120 trees our first year, but they really kind of started to get away from us. The trees that we did have out there ended up being 15 to 20 foot tall trees with quite the diameter of trunk. So it was kind of like, oh boy, let's get them out of there. So we pushed hard and we got them all out. So now when we put trees back into our nursery, we're probably not going to put in 120 saplings in the spring. What we'll do is we'll stagger it out and maybe do, you know, 25 in the spring and then do another 25 in the fall and so on through the spring and fall seasons until we have our nursery completely back in. We can do the 120 trees a year, but you still have to water them. You still have to care for those trees. So it'll be a task this spring to maintain, hopefully, those trees and give them the best start that they can as far as watering goes. So anyway, yeah, we're really excited to continue that program. Emerald ash borer has been found in a lot of the surrounding communities. It's only a matter of time before it reaches Perry. And when it does, we won't have to worry about it. We'll be able to just cut down the ash trees and replace them with minimal to zero cost to the taxpayer. So we're real happy about it.
Absolutely. Now, also related to the parks, is there anything that people could be expecting this year as far as parks projects? Anything big going up, like at any of the parks around town?
So we're going to continue to hammer probably on the soccer complex. We really need to get the grass established out there. It's looking really good. We've been overseeding it and over-fertilizing it almost every spring and fall. We're doing the best we can. We don't have irrigation out there, so we're weather dependent on moisture. We're really going to hope that by fall, we've got a good sod base. Once again, it's all kind of weather dependent. We're looking to do, so it's budget season right now. So Becky and I are spending a lot of time working on our budget presentation to council. And part of our budget is going to be some bathroom renovations out in our park system. We're hoping to pick a couple of the smaller bathrooms, completely gut them, put new fixtures in it, and get the, you know, like a paint epoxy floor on so they're easier to clean, and new fixtures, lighting, that kind of thing. We're going to push for that pretty hard. That's in a roundabout way. That's going to be our biggest push from here on is bathroom. So,
all right. One last thing I want to ask you about is it's the end of the year here. So people with pets out there in Perry need to start thinking about licensing and then also dog park passes. So talk a little bit about that and the animals in town.
Yeah, with the first of the year coming up, it's, you know, be nice to get your dogs and your cats licensed again, as well as to make sure you get your dog park pass, so that way they can experience some fun and activities during the warm months of the season.
All right. And then kind of with that, it's also probably a good time to think about renewing McCreary Center membership.
So yes. Talk yep. a little bit about so that. Obviously, if you're looking for a gift to give to somebody, a membership is always a wonderful gift. We have our membership drive going on right now where they waive the $29.99 one-time registration fee. So that's from now, I want to say, until about the end of January. So good time to hop on that. As well as just, you know, we have our punch passes and we have 1,000 different types of memberships that are great for about anybody.
All right. Well, John Anderson and Becky Holling with Perry Parks and Rec, anything else that either of you would like to mention to our listeners today?
That's about it, Joe. Appreciate you having us on.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys coming out. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John Anderson and Becky Holling. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.